You got your sword of the Spirit? Hold it up and let's make our confession of faith. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Tonight, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is my mind, and it's alert. My heart is receptive. I will not leave the same as I came on this cold Wednesday night. In Jesus' name, give the Lord your best shout of victory. Amen. Boy, it sounds so awesome tonight. Open your Bible, if you would. New Testament, book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 17. We've been talking about habits and how to get a new habit and how that all works. I gave you resources. I gave you steps and procedures and takeaways. Tonight, I want to talk to you about fasting for a breakthrough. Fasting for a breakthrough. Tonight, Wednesday night, we have one more Wednesday night right on our fast. And I want to end our fast with these two Wednesday nights adding value, helping you get the most out of your fast. We as a church, we're on a 21-day fast. And then individually, we've asked you to fast something that the Lord would ask you to fast. And we're believing God. We're putting faith in our fast. We're fasting with the right motive. Amen. And we've given you resources, our daily devotional video. We've given you a water bottle, juice bottle, or whatever bottle. We've given you a journal. And, you know, those are important because, you know, in the middle of the summer, when you feel like nothing's happening and you're running or you're jogging or you're biking, you're working out, you're outside doing yard work, you pull up that water bottle, it reminds you that you gave a tithe of the year to God back in January. And then also your journal, that will remind you long about, you know, June and July, you feel a little dry. Go back and pull that journal out and look at the review over the prophecies and the words and the scriptures and the promises that God gave to you and bring them back up before Him again. Amen. So we've given you these tools. Tonight I want to give you another tool on this teaching on how to fast for a breakthrough. I think every one of us in this room, we need a breakthrough of some kind. I think we really do if we're moving forward for God. And so let me give you three things right now, right at the very beginning. Wasn't on my notes, but I just want to give it to you right now. If you're in a battle, if you're in a season of struggle, if you need a major breakthrough, Pastor, what should I be doing right now? Number one, you should be focusing on God's love for you. Every time we're in a trial or a test or a battle, needing a breakthrough, needing something to break free, three things I want to give you right here. In the middle of it, focus on God's love for you. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, don't let anything separate you from the love of God. You know, the enemy will come and tell us that God doesn't love us, that God's not going to do it. The enemy will suggest to us, where is God? Nothing ever is going to change. Nothing ever is going to get any better than it is already. Those are all lies from the enemy. So what you want to do tonight, if you're in a battle financially, physically, relationally, in your family, your parenting, your walk with God, your ministry, your call, number one, always remind yourself of how much God loves you. In fact, just say it with me right now. God is in love with me. Oh, praise God. Number two, when you're needing a breakthrough, number two, always focus on your future. Always focus on your future. One of the phrases, of the many phrases I love in the Bible, is I really like this one. This too shall pass. I've lived long enough to know this too shall pass. The enemy wants you to think what you're in tonight is permanent. I want you to know it's temporary. I love in Corinthians the phrase that it says, what we're going through is subject to change. Isn't that good news? So whatever you're in tonight, the battle, the struggle, the season, the warfare, whatever you're going through tonight, waiting for that breakthrough, number one, don't ever forget this. Write this in your Bible. Don't ever forget it. You want to be reminding yourself how much God loves you. How much God loves you. And then number two, you want to be focusing on your future. Because your future is always better than your present. Right? We go from glory to glory. That you and I, Jeremiah 29:11, God has a future and a hope and a successful for you, right? So you want to be focusing on your future, because without a vision, you'll perish. You'll give up. Your picture of your future gives you willpower not to quit. Your picture of your future gives you perseverance in the present. Your picture of your future gives you willpower not to give up. But when the tough gets going, the tough keep going. Amen? So, number one, I forgot already, what do? We focus on God's love. Remind ourselves of God's love. Number two, we focus on our future. And number three, here's why I want to land tonight on fasting for a breakthrough. Number three is be learning how to overcome the obstacle you're facing. We're lifelong learners, right? So the battle that we're in, we're not going to give up. We know God loves us. We know God's for us. And number two, we know God has a future for us, a plan for our life, a purpose for our life. So we're going to focus on our future. And number three, we're not going to let this beat us. We're going to beat it. We're not going to let the obstacle be in our way. We're going to let the obstacle be the way to our promotion. Did you hear that? A little bit different, right? We're not going to let the obstacle be in our way. We're going to let the obstacle be the way to our promotion. David and Goliath, wasn't Goliath the open door to kingship for David? It sure was. So you want to see what you're going through as promotion. You want to see it not as a stumbling block, but a stepping stone. You want to see yourself coming through it, out of it, your character stronger, your stamina, your strength, a greater anointing. I'll never forget, years ago, I heard T.D. Jakes say that one time some young preacher came up to him and said, "You know, Brother Jakes, I'd like to have your anointing." And T.D. Jakes said to him, "You don't want my anointing, because there's a price to pay for every level, every bit of anointing. For every new position, there's new pressure." Okay? What Joyce Meyer tell us? New level, new devil. Okay? So what do we want to do? We want to remind ourselves and focus on God's love. Wow. Number two, focus on our future. And number three, we want to be learning how to overcome the obstacle that's in the way. We want to be learning how to, you know, the Navy SEALs call it embrace the suck. Navy SEALs call it embrace the suck. Some people, you know, they say life sucks and they let it, you know, sour them, defeat them, beat them. They let adversity and heartache and hardship wear them down, overtake them. But if we're going to be, so to speak, in the spiritual realm, Navy SEALs, we're going to embrace the adversity, and we're going to make lemonade out of our lemons. We're going to get bigger. We're going to get stronger. We're not going to ask God to remove it. We're going to ask God to make us stronger. Y'all get it? Y'all understand? So that leads me to tonight, fasting for a breakthrough. I think all of us, again, in this room, we all need some kind of a breakthrough. I think all of us go through times where we wonder, why isn't it changing? Why haven't I got the breakthrough? What's missing in my life? What's the problem? How come things aren't moving forward? How come things aren't breaking through? Well, I want to answer that tonight, and I want to show the problem, and then I want to give you the solution. Is that okay? I want to share the problem, but then I want to be a problem solver. Okay, so let's go to Matthew chapter 17, Matthew 17, verse 14, and we're going to read all the way through verse 21, okay? So let's look at it. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire, and oftentimes into the water. Next verse. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not help him. They couldn't get my breakthrough. I brought him to your disciples. I needed a breakthrough, and I couldn't get a breakthrough for my son. I brought him to your staff, your associates, your team, and they couldn't help him where we needed help. So he needed a breakthrough and couldn't get the breakthrough. Could we all agree? Okay, next verse. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. Next verse. We're going to come back to verse 17. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child got his breakthrough. Isn't that good to know? Got his breakthrough from that very hour. Verse 19. Then came the disciples to Jesus privately, because they were embarrassed, and they said, why couldn't we get the breakthrough? Why couldn't we get the breakthrough? Next verse. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall. How do we release our faith? Through our words. We release our faith through our words. If you had faith, you would say. If you had faith, you would say. So we release our faith with our words. So if you had faith, you would say to the obstacle, you would say to the mountain, to the problem, to the adversity in your life, remove hence to the yonder place. It would remove, and nothing will be impossible to you. Boy, wouldn't it be great to live in that arena where all things become possible? Next verse, verse 21. Howbeit this kind, so notice there's different kinds of devils. There's different levels of authority of devils. This kind that possessed this little young boy cannot go out except by two things. What? Prayer and fasting. So notice there are some breakthroughs in our life that will never break through. There are some impossibilities, there are some obstacles, some adversities that will never break through without prayer and fasting. Did y'all see that? So then that's why we're on a 21-day fast, and that's why we're asking you to fast individually and corporately, and we're all agreeing together because all of us have breakthroughs that we want to see us break through because we serve the Lord of the breakthrough. You know, I taught a series here several times down through the years where David was in a battle in the Old Testament, and he prayed and asked God what he should do. He humbled himself. He prayed. He fasted. God said, go after them. He and his men went after them. And then David named that place the Lord of the breakthrough. You and I serve a God that one of his names is breakthrough. Isn't that awesome? We serve a God who is his nature to give you and I a breakthrough. That's awesome. So look back here with me. He said that this kind, there's different kinds. This kind can only be cast out through how? Prayer and what? Fasting. Okay, so that's the solution, right? Prayer and fasting. What's the problem? Why couldn't they get their breakthrough? Let's go back up to verse 17. Back to verse 17. Jesus answered and said, you guys couldn't get the breakthrough because of two things. Two things. Everybody say two things. And the two things, number one, is the word faithless. Many translations say you are unbelieving. Unbelieving. I'm glad here tonight we don't have any unbelievers. If you are, then I have hope for you, because you can be a believer before you leave here tonight. That things may look impossible, but you can leave here with a different perspective. What the doctor says was impossible, what the psychiatrist said, the counselor said, the judge said, the lawyer said was impossible. With God, all things are possible. See, when I go from being an unbeliever to a believer, my perspective on life, my perception on life should change. Amen? So the first problem why they couldn't get their breakthrough was because of unbelief, unbelieving. Number two, an perverse generation. The second reason was a perverse generation. So we have unbelieving, number one. And number two, perverse means stubborn, rebellious, ungodly. He said, so these are the two reasons that you couldn't get the breakthrough for his son. And then at the end in verse 21, he says, what will give you the breakthrough, what will overcome these two things is prayer and fasting. You with me so far, church? Okay, so put those together. So the first thing he said, you couldn't get a breakthrough because of your unbelieving. What is the cure for unbelieving? Why? And he's talking to his team, right? Aren't they believers? His disciples, they are believers, right? Okay, and they've been with him, mentored by him. So what's the problem when we as Christians who are believers but go through times and seasons where it's difficult for us to believe for a breakthrough? Maybe because we've heard enough people telling us it can't happen, won't happen, could never happen. What's the antidote? What's the cure? You and I have got to get connected. So the problem is when we can't get a breakthrough, it's because we are disconnected to God, and we are more connected to the world. Fasting and prayer connects us to God, and fasting disconnects us to the world system. Prayer connects us back to God, and then fasting causes us to disconnect from the world and the world's thinking and the world's attitudes and the world's way. Because what are we doing? We're putting down our flesh, right? We're disciplining our mind, our thoughts, our behavior, our actions, our appetite, and the flesh. So the antidote, the answer is then the reason they couldn't get a breakthrough, they were disconnected from God and they were more connected to the world. As a Christian. So that means then, as a Christian, that the answer for me that will solve my problem and give me my breakthrough is then I got to get a plan on how I can connect better and closer to God and disconnect more to the world. And how do I do that? Through prayer, I connect to God, and through fasting, I disconnect, I put my flesh down to the world. And that's what your prayer and your fasting is doing, should be doing, during these 21 days, getting closer to God and further from the world. Closer to God in His way and further from the world and their ways. Can I have an amen, an oh me, a witness in the house? Oh, isn't that good news? So if I want a breakthrough, I've just got to get closer to God and further away from the world. The Bible says I can't be a friend of the world and a friend of God at the same time. Did you know that? It says I can't be a friend of the world and a friend of God at the same time. Gray matter, you know, living my life one foot in the world and one foot in the church won't give me my breakthroughs that I want. So when you and I set aside time to pray and to fast, we're saying, God, we're serious. God, we're going to seriously seek you because we need a breakthrough. And God honors that. Years ago, Kim and I, we got out of college, And the first church that we pastored as the senior pastors, that church had wanted to sell their building and relocate for decades. They needed a breakthrough. They couldn't get it done. So I had just read a book by Dr. Paul Yonggi Cho of Seoul, Korea, on the power of prayer and fasting. It changed my life. So the church needed a breakthrough, couldn't get a breakthrough. They wanted to sell their building. They had land, but they wanted to relocate. They didn't have any money saved up for yet in a building fund. And so I just felt led to go on a three-day fast, water only. So I went on a three-day fast. At the end of that fast, a real estate man approached me on the property while I was walking to my office to the church. And he said, "Do you know who the pastor is?" I said, "I be he." He said, "Do you all want to sell your church building? I have a buyer if you want to sell." They've been trying to sell it for decades, couldn't sell it. It wasn't me. It was just through what God has called us to do, spiritual disciplines as believers. And when we do that, God honors that. When we do it with the right motive, we do it in faith, and we do it God's way. So what couldn't be done for decades was done in 3 days through a prayer and fasting before the Lord. I call that a major breakthrough. Can I have a witness in the house tonight? Amen. So again, let's look at the story, and then I'm going to give you some points and takeaways. Again, the father needed a breakthrough for his son. Took him to the disciples. They couldn't get it done. They didn't know why. They were embarrassed why they couldn't get a breakthrough. All of us in this room tonight, we need a breakthrough in areas of our life because we're just human. Amen. So what happened? They pulled them aside, and Jesus said, "You couldn't do it because of your unbelieving, and this is a perverse generation." Now, the reason they were unbelieving, there was a disconnect, and the reason that they were perverse is because there was a connect. They were disconnected from God, and they were more connected to the world and the world's way. So Jesus went on to tell them, here's how you cure that problem. You get back and you connect and get closer to God through prayer. And you disconnect from the world by turning off social media, television, the radio. Amen. Certain people, certain friends, certain hobbies. You disconnect from the world, and that takes care of that perverse attitude and rebellious mindset. Am I connecting with you tonight? So say it with me. The answer for my breakthrough is prayer and fasting. Amen. So what does that tell me then? That tells me then that if I really want a breakthrough, I've got to work on these spiritual disciplines. We talk about them in Growth Track 101. These spiritual disciplines, I've got to work on my prayer life. Amen, somebody. You know, we've got to make our prayer life exciting. We've got to switch it up. We've got to do it different ways, at different times, whatever it takes to keep your prayer life alive and well and exciting. You know, myself, throughout the year, I have to rearrange. I have to do different things to spice up my prayer life. Don't you? Because we don't want it to get old or drab or routine or vain repetition. So what I would say to you is have a prayer plan and monitor it all year long. You have to revise it, review it, change it up. Add things, take things away, but keep it alive because through your prayer life, you're connected to God. And the reason they couldn't get a breakthrough, they were more connected to the world than they were to God. Secondly, fasting. So not only do I want to improve and work on my prayer life, I want to work on the spiritual discipline of fasting. So let me just give you some scriptures tonight. We're going to look at these. Look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 and 25. Let's all read it together on the count of three. Could we do that? Living Bible paraphrase. 1, 2, 3. Next verse. Whoa, excuse me. What would deny yourself be? Fasting. Okay, start back up at the beginning. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Oh. You know, that's our new power phrase. I've got it right here on my wrist. All of our Dream Team volunteers get one of these free. Be your best. Isn't this year, didn't we name it best? Better? Didn't we name this year better? Come on, somebody. Yeah, I did. I named this year better. You kingdom builders, I wrote it out to you. The word this year for our church is better, and we won't get better until every day we dedicate a being our best. And we can't be our best without the spiritual discipline of being incorporated of fasting in my Christian walk. Okay, I promise you across my heart, I will live. I won't interrupt you again, okay? So let's go back up to the very beginning on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Wow. Wow. Oh, my goodness. So I can never really be my best. I can never really be my best without the spiritual discipline of prayer and fasting. Fasting for a breakthrough. They couldn't get one. Jesus told them why. Unbelieving and perverse. If we're unbelieving, it's because there's a disconnect in our prayer life with God, and there's a connect to the world and the world's ways more than unto God. Like I said this weekend, some Christians, nobody here, but some Christians are more comfortable with the world than they are at church. And they can recognize, you know, things of the world, and they can't recognize the anointing when it comes in during praise and worship. There's a disconnect. But the good news is we can solve that problem. We can connect back to God, get closer through improving, always improving and getting better with our prayer life. And through improving and scheduling and having a part of our life fasting, the spiritual discipline of fasting. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians, he said, fastings often. Fasting is a part of a spiritual discipline in the life of a believer. Well, Pastor, we want to be a New Testament church. I don't know if we do or not, because they fasted every Wednesday and Friday until 3 o'clock. Every week, the New Testament church. It was a lifestyle. It was because you know what? I think they needed breakthroughs like you and I need breakthroughs. Okay, Acts chapter 13. Acts 13. Oh, I like this. Acts 13. And while they were doing what? Just what y'all were doing earlier tonight as the team comes out. Y'all were worshiping the Lord, weren't you? Yeah. While they were worshiping the Lord and doing what? Oh, we've been talking about how to hear God's voice. We've been talking about how to hear God's voice. They were worshiping God, getting better, removing anything that keeps us from being our best at worship. And they were what? They were fasting. And what happened? They heard God's voice. If you're a note taker, that's number one. Fasting for a breakthrough. Wow. To get a breakthrough, you need a word from God. And notice, they were worshiping God and fasting, and God said, number one, they heard God's voice. That's what's going to happen for you and me. We're going to get new revelation. Things are going to be illuminated. Things that were hidden will be shown. Come on, somebody. Things we didn't see, we will see. Things we didn't hear, we will hear. Because fasting is an act of humility. And the Bible says that the humble will hear things other people don't hear, and the humble will see things other people don't see. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And so they were worshiping the Lord, and they were fasting, and the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work. What did he give them? He gave them a vision of their work, of their purpose. Not only did they hear God's voice, number two, they got a vision from God. Number three, it says, for the work in which they have been called to do. So they heard God's voice. Number two, they got a vision from God what they were to do, right? Isn't that cool? Are you expecting that during this time of prayer and fasting? That you're going to hear God's voice? That you're going to need to hear God's voice for a breakthrough? One word can change your life, but you're going to need that one word. Every significant change in my life came as a result of hearing a word from God. Now remember, we didn't say audible. It was on the inside, right? So we need to hear God's voice. And then number two, God gave them a vision. God called them, all right? Then number three, look at verse 3, Acts 13, verse 3. So after they had, so they fasted and they prayed again. And after they fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them. And then what did they do? Sent them off. Number three, God gave them direction. God gave them direction. Does anybody need to know which way you should go this year? Does anybody need clarity this year? Does anybody need to know the next step this year? Does anybody need to have a strategy this year? Is anybody dry and you haven't heard a word from God for so long? Well, it's all about to change. Because as they were worshiping God and fasting, God spoke, God showed, and God directed. Are you expecting that? I believe we are. Amen, church. So what's the answer? What's the key for a breakthrough? It's prayer and fasting. And you got to do it in faith, right? Let me give you real quick some takeaways on how to get the most out of the fast. And that is this. As we're fasting, be declaring your dependence on God. As you're fasting every day, you're declaring physically, but also we need to declare it verbally, our dependence on God. That's what we're saying, right? This is impossible. And God, we need you. God, we're depending on you. That's called humility. And the Bible says that He's very near. He comes very close. You get connected when you have a humble spirit before God. Number two is that you want to ask for forgiveness. Because the Bible says if we humble ourselves, repent, and pray, God will heal our land, right? So God's going to show us areas of our life, all of us, where we need to adjust, correct, right, and lay down before Him. Amen. I don't know any perfect Christians on the planet. How about you? None. No, not one. There's only one that's righteous. And who's that? Jesus, right? Yeah, He made us righteous, but it was Him first, the firstborn. All right? So number one, on this fast, every day, you're physically, but also you need to verbally declare your dependence on God. Number two, ask for forgiveness, repent. Number three, yield to the Holy Spirit. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Surrender to the Holy Spirit. Number four, we've got to improve our connection, right, with God. Prayer, right? Now, prayer is you and I talking to Him, but Bible reading is God talking to us. So to improve your prayer life, you need a Bible reading plan. To improve your prayer life, because prayer is two-way communication. Am I right, church? When we pray, you know, we're talking to God, but when we read the Bible, God's talking to us. So to improve your prayer life, you need a Bible reading plan. I know you all got one here at Church of the Walk with me. And then number, what is it, five? Journal. Every day we gave you a journal. If you want to get the most out of it, if you want a breakthrough, journal. And last but not least, expect expectation, a breakthrough.